So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Am l'shnayim gizalti le'echem mechem mana, ve'ein yideya eizim mechem. If a person admitted to two people, I stole a mana from one of you, but I don't know from whom. Or, Avev shel echad mechem hifkid li mana, ve'ein yideya eizahu. I accepted to guard a mana from one of your fathers, but I don't know from whom. Noisn l'zem mana, shahoydim epi atzmai. He must pay a mana to each person, and the Gemara will explain. The Mishnah continues, Shnaim shevkidu etzel echad, zem mana v'zem asayim. If two people entrusted the same person with some money, one with 100 zuz, and the other with 200 zuz. Zeh mishalim asayim, v'zeh mishalim asayim. Now both claim that the 200 zuz is theirs. The Rabbanan rule, Noisn l'zem mana u'l'zem mana, v'hashar yehem mana chad sheyav Eliyahu. The Nifkid gives each mafkid 100 zuz, which are certainly his, and the disputed 100 zuz remain with a third party until its true owner is determined. However, Rabbi Yosi counters him kein mahifsed haramai. If so, the deceitful party has no incentive to admit to the truth. He has nothing to lose. Therefore, he rules el hakol yehemuna chad sheyav Eliyahu. The entire sum of 300 zuz remains with a third party. Thus, the deceitful party has an incentive to admit to the truth so that he does not lose his principle. Similarly, b'chein shnei kelim echad yafa mana ve'echad yafa elav zuz. If two people entrusted the same person with their utensil, one worth 100 zuz and the other worth 1,000 zuz. Zeh mi yafishali. Now both claim that the larger utensil is theirs. The Rabbanan rule as before, noisin es ha-katan le'echad mehen. U'mitech ha-godl noisin de me-katan le'sheni v'hashay yehimun echad sheyav Eliyahu. The smaller utensil is given to one mafkid, and the larger utensil is broken or sold, and from it a portion equivalent to the smaller utensil is given to the other mafkid, and the remainder of the larger utensil remains with a third party until its true owner is determined. Here too, Rabbi Yosi counters Imkin Mahifsed Ramai. Therefore, he rules as before, El Hakol Yehimun Echashayav Eliyahu, both utensils remain with a third party. Thus, the deceitful party has an incentive to admit to the truth so that he does not lose his principle. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah's three halachas. In the first case, Amal Shnaim Gizalti Le'ech Mechem Mana, Noisin L'Zem Mana U'L'Zem Mana, the Gazan must pay each person the full amount, even though we generally say Ukumi Mana Mecheskis Mare, and the Gazan is the Muchzik, he has the money in his possession, while the owner in question is the Maitzi, he wants to take the money and the Maitzi Mechaber, Allah Haraya. However, this is the case of Balotz Asidei Shemayim. The owner did not make any claims. The Gazan seeks to fulfill his moral obligation to pay the true owner, and here the Gazan has a moral obligation because the Avedi Surah, the Gazan committed a transgression. While the Braisa that discusses the same scenario refers to the Katovile, the owner did make a claim. Rav Tarfon says, Manich Gezele B'Neim Umestalik. He provides them with one payment, and he's absolved of his obligation, because we say, Ukimimon Vcheskis Mari. Therefore, Bezin cannot compel the Gazan to pay twice, but he does have a moral obligation to pay. While Rabbi Kiva rules, he is not absolved of his obligation until he pays each person because this is a case of Bari B'Shema. The owner made a tainus Bari, a certain claim, while the Gazan was uncertain, for which we say, Bari B'Shema Bari Adif. The certain claim is stronger than the uncertain claim, and therefore we do not say, Ukim Emoin B'Cheskis Mari. However, Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Tarfon in the case of Shema B'Shema. Both the owner and the Gazan were uncertain, in which we do say, Ukim Emoin B'Cheskis Mari, Bezin cannot compel the Gazan to pay twice, but he does have a moral obligation to pay. In the second case, Avev shel echem mechem hifkid li mana, noisn l'zem mana u'l'zem mana. The Shemer must pay each person the full amount, even though we generally say, Ukim Emoin B'Cheskis Mari. However, this is the case of Balotz Asidei Shemayim. And here the Shemer has a moral obligation because Nase kemishev kidu le b'shnei kriches dehavale lemedik. It was only one person who gave the Shemer his item. And the Shemer should have remembered the owner as he would when two people separately gave him their money in different pouches. In the third case, Shnaim shevkidu etzel echad zem mana v'zem asayim. The Rabbanan rule, Noisin l'zem mana u'l'zem mana. V'hashar yehimun achad sheyav Eliyahu. The Shemer does not pay each person the full amount because ukum imayna v'cheskis mari. And here the Shemer does not have a moral obligation to pay because lo yavid isurah. The Shemer did not commit any transgressions. And Nasi Kemishev Kidula Bikarach Echadulehavale Lamedik. It was two people who gave their money to the Shemer simultaneously, and the Shemer did not need to remember the owner as when two people give him their money in the same pouch, because the Shemer says to them, Ant Gufaichu Lo Kapdisu Adodi Ano Kapidna. If you two trusted each other in giving me your items together, then I certainly did not need to check which item belongs to whom. Gemara explains, however, regarding the case of Shnaim Shevkidu Etzel Raya, if two people entrusted a shepherd with their animals, one person gave two animals and the other gave only one animal, and then both claim that they gave two animals, these are considered as shtei kriches, even if they were given simultaneously, because the animals are distinctive, and therefore the halacha depends as follows. Hifkidu shalei midaitoi, if the two people put the animals in the shepherd's pen without his knowledge, and he cannot note what belongs to whom, manich rei beinayim umistalik, the shepherd provides him with one payment of all the three animals, and he is absolved of his obligation. Hifkidu midaitoi, if the two people gave their animals to the shepherd with his knowledge, he must pay two animals to each person, because b'shnei kriches, havalei lemeidig, he should have noted what belongs to whom.